Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I really appreciate you getting up and listening and joining me today. It's going to be a great day. Today, we're doing a Teeth Across America episode. We'll be hearing Man on the Street interviews from Times Square, New York, Boston, and Portland, Maine. It's going to be kind of fun. And you know what? Today we're going to have some music. There's going to be a couple places where people have sung songs for me. And one is like the early auditions of American Idol. And the other one is like one of the finalists. And I'll let you decide later. I think it'll be pretty obvious. Now, remember, podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com. Today is episode 302. And the office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates. It'd be wonderful if you would go there and like us. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And when you go to Dr. Kvitko and Associates, if you go to our website, feel free to click on the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund icon and make a donation to help me do the dental outreach that we do, things like Dentistry from the Heart and Team Smile. In fact, coming up on November 8th, me and my associate, Dr. Beck, will be going down to Cincinnati. We'll be doing a Team Smile event with the Cincinnati Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium. So I'm going to take the rolling studio down the night before. We're going to sleep in it, get up bright and early, and go in and take care of about 300 Cincinnati school children who will receive free dental care that day. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. All right, now, as I for those of you that don't know, Teeth Across America episodes are when I travel, I bring my recorder and I talk to anybody that will talk to me. And so I started this episode in Times Square, New York. Let's go ahead and listen in.
All right, I'm at the corner of West 42nd and 7th Avenue in New York City, right here on Times Square. I decided to do a Teeth Across America series from New York City, Manhattan. So let's see if we can get somebody to speak with us. I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm from Ohio. So, let's see. I'm in Times Square, and I came upon this New Yorker, this gentleman. What's your name?
Ben.
Hey, Ben. How are you? I wanted to ask you, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word dentist?
Flossing, and how I don't do it enough.
You don't do it enough? Hey, how long have you been in New York City?
About a year now.
Okay. Where'd you come from?
Alabama.
Really? Where in Alabama?
Auburn.
Auburn. So are you, is it an Aggie? No, what are the Auburn?
They're Tigers.
Tigers. Auburn Tigers.
Yes.
Sorry about that. All right. So, flossing. Now, do you have a dentist here in New York City, or do you still go back home?
I still go back home.
And why is that?
Insurance, mostly.
Okay, you covered in your mom and dad?
Yes.
Cool. So, are you getting used to the pace of the city here?
I am. It does take a little while. It took me about 3 months to finally feel like I was at home here.
Okay, are you a starving actor?
Yes.
So, you're actually an actor?
I am.
Okay, and have you done anything yet?
Yeah, I've done a couple of agent showcases and workshopped a few new musicals.
Okay, do you also sing and dance?
I do.
Wow, so how did you, like in college at Alabama, did you study this?
I did.
Cool. Okay, so what's the, when I say the word root canal, what do you think?
Oh, pain. Very much pain.
Why is that?
Well, one of our managers here actually needs to have a couple done, and he's got to wait until his insurance is going to be able to cover it, and he just comes in here every day pretty miserable.
Well, but that's if you need one, not when you
right.
get one.
Yes, this is true.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right, so I'm still in New York City, and dental questions. Like, what do you think when I say the word dentist?
I think teeth, and I'm going to go get my teeth checked on.
Okay, what do you think when I say the word root canal?
Root canal, painful.
You think it's going to be painful?
Painful, yep.
Okay. Are your regular dental appointments painful?
No, I'm not.
You don't go to regular...
No.
You don't go?
No. I haven't been there in years.
Really? Now, are you from New York City?
Yeah.
And you've lived here your whole life?
Yes.
And you're about 24?
21.
Okay. How long since you were at a dentist? How old were you?
stopped. I don't even remember. It's been that long.
Really? How come you don't go?
I don't know. It's just, I feel like my teeth are, where they need to, not exactly where they need to be, but they're good enough right now. So that's, I guess, is the reason why.
Okay, what's your name? I forgot to ask.
Sean.
Sean, so good enough means you don't have any toothaches, basically, right?
Basically, yep.
So, do you have dental insurance?
I believe I do, yeah.
You don't know?
I'm not. I don't.
Okay.
I'm not too sure about my medical coverage, but I am, insured, so.
Okay. Now, we're on Times Square, but how far away do you live, actually?
I live near Yankee Stadium in the Bronx.
So, is that a hour ride on the subway or what?
It depends on how long the trains take, but at the fastest, it's only about half an hour.
Okay, so about a half hour each day you come here, a half hour, and head back in the evening?
Half hour to 45 minutes.
Okay. All right, so do you have any questions you want to ask a real-life dentist who's not charging you?
How come you're out here interviewing people?
Oh, I'll show you, because I do a radio show called Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Let me get you the card. I should have done that first. There you go. So I can show you in a minute when we go off the air how to listen to podcasts, okay?
Oh, wait, we're on the radio now?
No, it's not live.
Oh, okay, I was about to say...
No, it'll be a podcast later.
Okay, all right, cool.
All right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And don't be afraid, we don't really hurt.
I'll keep that in mind. So you guys all have a podcast out?
Yeah. Well, it's live on the radio in Columbus, Ohio and North, and then it runs on podcast on dentallyspeaking.com and on iTunes. And it's all there on the card.
So Dentally Speaking?
Yeah, Dentally Speaking.
Okay, I'll check you guys out.
All right, sounds cool. Thanks, Sean.
Take care now. You too.
Hey, sir, what comes to mind when I say the word dentist?
Dentist? Well, the pain.
The pain?
Yeah. That comes from, when I was a child, I always was scared from the dentists, running away. And then, because in old times, they had no any, pain relievers and stuff like that, so it stays in my mind. But other than that, these days I love dentists.
Cool. I see you've had some dental work done. You've had some dental work done.
Yeah, I have.
It looks nice, by the way.
Teeth. Yeah, how you can see that? Yeah.
Well, I'm a dentist.
Yeah. Have very good dentist did that work, and then I try to keep up with my teeth. That's that's your smile.
What's your name, by the way?
Aldous.
All this. And how long have you been in New York City?
In New York City, I've been for 14 years.
Yeah. 14 years. Okay. Did you come over when you were a teenager?
No, actually, I came over when I was mid-20s.
Mid-20s from Russia?
From Latvia.
Latvia. Is that in the Ukraine?
It's close to Russia, between Russia and Poland, in that area.
Okay.
Next to the Baltic Sea. That's a small country.
Cool. Now, what do you do for a living?
Well, for living, I just, I'm kind of doing, selling some art for now, and then and I'm also a personal trainer, so I try to do several things. I have some internet business also.
Wow, okay.
A little bit of everything, yeah.
And so, do you have dental insurance?
I don't have it, no.
Okay, but if you have a dental problem, you just go, right?
Yeah, I just go. Yeah, I don't want to, save money on that.
Right. So you think it's important?
It is important, yeah.
No, that's good to hear.
Good teeth also, contributes to other good health.
It's all related, right?
Yeah, it's everything is related. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a wife and kids?
I don't have any, but I have a wife. Yeah.
Oh, you have a wife, just no kids. Okay, that you know of, right?
Yeah.
Say again? No kids that you know of.
Oh yeah, not.
Every guy has to say that.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell me your first name again.
Oldest.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
Okay, Oldest. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem, sure.
And I'll show you on the card where you can listen to this on a podcast at some point down the road. I'm Dr. Kvitko. What's your name?
Chirag.
Trucks?
Chirag.
Chirag?
Yeah.
I said it correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you from New York?
Yeah.
Okay. And so do you live like a half hour from here? Or?
About 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
Is it anywhere by the Yankee Stadium or where do you live?
Oh, no. I live in Jersey, but I've been coming over here a lot.
Okay, you live in Jersey. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm asking people today, what's the first word that comes to your mind when I say the word dentist?
Dentist? Anything that has to do with teeth, like infection or anything.
Okay, so infection?
Yeah, anything that you gotta fix.
Okay, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say root canal?
Root canal? Costly.
Costly. Okay. Okay. All right. I know you got to get to work. What's the name of this place? You work. Where do you work?
Just a newsstand. They're all like
newsstand all over Times Square.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I know you're busy. Got to get back to work, right?
Thank you.
Thank you. From New York?
About dentistry?
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. So, all right, so I ran into a gentleman named...
Patrick.
Patrick, and how long have you been in New York City?
Today.
Seriously?
Yep.
You just moved here?
No. We haven't moved here. We're just in for the day, and we're out right now, basically.
Okay, just visiting, just like I am. Okay, so where are you from?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay. What word comes to mind when I say the word dentist?
October 10th, because that's my next appointment.
That's good. That's great. What word comes to mind when I say root canal?
Root canal. Pain.
Have you had one?
No.
Okay, just assume pain.
Yeah.
Do you have your wisdom teeth out?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
You don't remember? You must have been put to sleep, right?
I haven't paid much attention to my teeth until recently, so.
All right, so you go on a regular basis?
Now I do, yes.
Okay, October 10th.
I think that's the date. I'm going to probably push it off, though, so.
Oh, don't do that.
I may have something else going on, so I'll go eventually, just not then.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Take care now. Okay. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim, and you work for, what's it called?
West 45th Street Block Association.
Oh, the Block Association. So you're, like, on the board?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm the president. I'm on the board of a condominium association back in Ohio.
Okay.
We have one thing we called Community Day, yeah. Which means we're all supposed to come out as a community and clean up the place and kind of save the condo association money, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that's
guess
what we're doing here.
That's what you're doing? Okay. Now, are any of the actual community members here or just the board members?
Well, we had three other people. They all had stuff to do, so they took off. But, yeah, we had four or five people out here from the community working.
Really? Okay, because we just get board members.
Yeah. No, we get... Everybody involved.
That's good. Now, you're born and raised in New York?
No, transplant.
From?
From all over, lots of places.
Okay, like where were you born?
Korea.
Seriously? Wow, and where were you raised? Like say, through high school. Where'd you graduate from high school?
South Africa.
Wow. Okay, tell me some of the other countries you've been in then.
Pakistan, Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, were you in a military family?
Foreign Service.
Foreign Service. All right. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word dentist?
Pain.
That keeps being the answer I get. Oh, how about this one? What's the first word that comes to mind when I say root canal?
More pain.
Have you had one?
No, but heading that way.
Seriously?
Half a dozen crowns, so.
Okay. You don't have any teeth that hurt right now, do you?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. And it was Tim, right?
Tim, yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for talking with me. I see you're working. You got your work gloves on, and looks like you're doing a good thing for the Block Association.
Nice. Good luck with the radio program.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so there's just some interviews. A couple things. I mean, first of all, you wouldn't want to be an endodontist, right? Because everybody thinks you're going to hurt them. Of course, everybody thinks us dentists are going to hurt them too, but I've learned to kind of get by that because I know that I don't hurt people. And one of the reasons I do this show is to kind of spread that word and make sure people know that it's not scary. You just come in. We have wonderful ways of keeping people numb and sedating them if need be. Now, the guy that said, you know, my teeth are fine for now, or however he put it, I just wanted to, I'm going to mention, just yesterday, we always have a doctor on call and take turns, and so yesterday was my turn, well, all weekend it's my turn, and I have a couple dental assistants that carry pagers, so if somebody has an issue, we come in and take care of them. So yesterday, I was woken up with a page from Mark, and first names only, of course, and Mark says he'd be a new patient. I have horrible swelling in my gums on the upper left. I'm in so much pain that I cannot even, I'm trying to think, what did he say? Oh, but, so that was one. Oh, it says, I can't even sleep. Please, you know, call me with how much it would cost to get me fixed up. Then I also got another page from a Jennifer. She's calling on behalf of either her boyfriend or husband, didn't really say. And it says, the patient's top back tooth has been hurting him for days. He is in pain. We have no insurance. So I'll need to know the cost before we come. The next one came in. This is from Samuel, and it says, I have a partial denture that has front teeth on it, and one of the front teeth came off. How soon can I get it replaced? And the next one was Elisa called in, and she had some teeth out in the denture placed, and she was having a lot of sore spots. So I guess the point is just because you're walking around now with no pain, it could happen to you at any moment. I mean, that's four pages in the morning yesterday alone. And so, as I say on the show a lot, dental cavities. You know, cavities don't hurt. You don't really know you have a cavity. The only way you'll know is if it's so deep you need a root canal. And you hear what everybody said about those, right? So I'm thinking your best bet would be to get in before your tooth needs that. The gentleman, Patrick, the one that was just there that day, that was so weird because the reason I went up to talk to him is because him and his girlfriend both had their dogs on a leash. And I thought, okay, these must be native New Yorkans, right? People that live in New York, he's walking his dog. I don't know. I guess he brought his dog on a day trip or something. But anyway, I thought that was funny. Really threw me. All right. Well, anyway, hey, it's time to go to our first break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right. That was awful nice of Carly to say that about coming to see me. I really appreciated that. She's a really nice woman. I don't watch the show very much, so I'm not really sure if she has the reputation for being nice or mean, but privately, at least she's nice. No, I think I heard that she's actually nice on the show because that's just her. So, but you know what? It reminded me because when she was on the show last Sunday, we were going to play her song and we... She forgot to bring the CD. It was out in the car, and then she thought it'd be too much work for me to go out and get it. And so I said, you know what? I'll just play it next week. So we're going to go ahead and listen to Carly Red's song. Okay? Let's go ahead and play that now.
Do it, handle me, baby.
Handle me, baby.
Listen to me, only he know how to put it down like that.
That's why he get it. That's why
he know what to do with it, do it.
Up in my face, they don't really get it. Wanna be all my lovers, can't handle me undercovers, freakiness in the bed. You heard what I said? Yeah, I know what I want. Yeah, I know what I want it. If you could boss up, be the nigga that's on it. That's how you know that you got me like that. You make it known that you want me like that. Boss up, boss up, get your money, boss up. He wanted it, let him take it, he raising the boss up. Hit him off, hit him off. Loving it when I walk. Loving the heat, he only one known to get them draws. Only he know what to do with it, do with it. Handle me, baby. Handle me, baby.
Listen to me, only he know how to put it down.
Attention, attention, all eyes on me now.
Who's
gonna be the one that wins me over right now? Who's gonna be the one get my attention from the back? Who's gonna be the one to put it down like that? I like them sexy and cool and confident in that room. Want them riding up to my bumper, baby, fix me up with that too. Peel them off, take a peek, what you see? Got a servant only fit for a king, that's just me.
King of swagging, beanie man, the girls them sugar the only one. Me them get them stamina from, that's why I have to understand. When haters turning traitors, play a hating from my papers. And my cars them and my blocks them and my many many skyscrapers.
Only he know what to do with it, do with it. Handle me, baby.
Handle me, baby.
Listen to me, only he know how to put it down like that.
That's why he get it, yep, that's why
only he know what to do with it, do with it. Handle me, baby.
Handle me, baby.
Listen to me, only he know how to put it down like that.
That's why he get it, yep, that's why he get him.
Yeah, he got the draws.
Right. Okay, well, that was pretty cool. You know, she's really talented. She can dance and sing and act, of course. And her star is rising. She just filmed a movie with Chris Rock. It's coming out in March. It's called the Chris Rock Movie, I think. At least that was the working title. It might still be the title. She's currently filming a movie in Atlanta called 30 Days in Atlanta. And that show, Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, they have 4.7 million viewers, which is about almost 2.5 times what, say, the CBS Morning Show has, which I was really surprised to hear. I mean, that's phenomenal. Those are phenomenal numbers. Okay, now remember at the beginning of the show when I said that we're going to have some music today? Some will sound like the early auditions of American Idol and some won't. I don't think Carly sounded like an early audition. But in this next segment, at the end of it, you're going to hear something that sounds like an early audition. And I apologize, but they were trying so hard and they were so nice to put together some words about dentistry and teeth on the fly that I just thought, you know, I just got to play this. So anyway, after New York City, went to Boston and interviewed some folks. So let's go ahead and listen. Oh, before I do that, let me just remind you. The first part, it's a little hard to hear. We went in one of those duck things that you drive. They drive on land, they take you a tour on the city or a tour of the city, and then you drive into the water and you go around a little harbor. It's probably more for show than anything else, but it is kind of fun. And we'd never done one, and I'd always wanted to do it, and my wife was a little bit nervous about doing it, and but she consented and we did it. And guess what, on the day we got back, the Sunday we got back from this trip, I don't think she even knows this. I hope she's not listening. But on that evening news on Sunday, they showed where one of these ducks had caught on fire in London and the people had all jumped overboard and they were being fished out of the water. So anyway, but so go ahead. Listen. You're going to hear I did get to drive this thing and ours did not catch on fire. Here we go.
All right. Well, we're in Boston and we're actually on one of these duck tours, one of the vehicles that drives around town and then it goes into the water.
This is going to be a beautiful shot of the Back Bay section here in Boston as soon as we make our way through.
Okay. So now I'm driving the duck.
Sure.
And what's your name?
My name is Jersey Shoreline.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Jersey Shoreline. So she's letting me drive
We're going to go underneath the Longfellow Bridge here in just a second.
The Longfellow Bridge.
You could visit Longfellow's house in Harvard Square as well if you'd like to.
Okay, the steering's not... Okay, the big area. All right, so we're coming through. We're going underneath the bridge. There's some sailboats over here.
Well,
looks like this.
There. He's got the Longfellow coming this way.
Oh.
Go this way.
Going to go over there. Right. Okay.
We'll just make a little casual detour over here. Because, you know, apparently he thinks he's got the right of way all to himself. Well, see what that sign says, warning, reduced
clearance.
Right, yeah,
we're going to that.
We're going to go.
Okay. So the steering's not all that... oh, yeah. So Jersey Shoreline told me that this is 26,000 pounds. How long is this? Can we go that way?
We're just going to go right around this blue wheel over here.
Follow the blue... Oh, I see. Just heading back. Heading back.
You recognize that? That's what Kenmore Square is. That's where Fenway Park is located. Now, that TICO sign is a protected monument. You can't take it down.
Fenway
Park opened up in 1912, just 3 days after the sinking of the Titanic. It didn't really get much publicity back then because of that. Now, the very first game was against the New York Yankees. Can't take that sign down. All right. Have you been having fun up here, Dredd?
Yeah.
Mr. Doc?
It's great.
Let's give it up for Doc. Stuff, my friend. Don't worry, I'm going to give you stickers to follow. I just think you can carry all that stuff with you with your bag and you can trash and everything.
All right, so I just came off of my tour, and I have this gentleman. You're from Boston, right?
I am. Okay. I am Boston, Massachusetts, Beantown.
And okay, so what's your name?
My name is Joe.
Joe, and you're with City Tours?
City View Trolley Tours.
City View Trolley Tours. You've been in Boston your whole life?
I have.
Okay, so as you can see there, I'm a dentist, and the show's called Dentally Speaking, and so I always ask people, how important is a smile to you when you're looking for a mate?
Oh, it's absolutely, it's the most important thing. That and their shoes.
And their shoes? Seriously?
Yes. Well, you need to have good shoes in order to walk around a lot. Boston's a walking city. So if you don't have good shoes, you won't be able to walk around the city. I don't judge people on their shoes. You can have any shoes. As long as they're good for the walking, you'll be fine.
Okay. Now, I know you guys have the walking tour of the Freedom Trail?
We do. It's actually a trolley tour where you can hop on and off all day.
Okay, so you get on. You guys take us to, where would you take us?
We would take you to Charlestown. We would take you to the North End. We'd bring you back down to Beacon Hill and then perhaps to Chinatown.
Really? Okay. That sounds good. How long have you been doing this?
25 years.
25 years? Wow, you did right out of high school?
No high school there. Well, this was back in the day when you didn't really need high school to go in the trolleying. My father did this.
I'll be darned. Was he one of the founders?
No, just a trolley person. A couple of people down here have been doing this for a while.
Well, that's really neat. Now, do you guys, do they have dental insurance for you guys?
They do. We all are covered individually. Some of us have better teeth than others.
Okay, so are you afraid of the dentist? Are you afraid of the dentist?
No, not at all.
That's good. You have kids?
No. Okay. Thank God, none that I know of.
None that you know of, and that means you have to pay for them, right?
Well, no, paying for them would all be right. Let's find out if they exist first.
Okay, so what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say root canal?
A bad time.
A bad time, okay. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say dentist?
A bad time.
Is there anything that, what would I have to say for you to say good time?
I actually knew a female dentist. She was a good time.
A female dentist, okay, that was a good time. Okay, well, that's kind of cool. Go ahead.
Until the root canal.
You didn't need one, did you?
No. I saw her do one, though. It was disgusting.
Have you had your wisdom teeth out?
No. Actually, it's just bone. They've told me it's not even wisdom teeth.
Okay, so that means you lack wisdom?
Well, I felt like the guy who read the x-ray the first time should have known that that was bone before they brought me into the table. And at the last minute, this guy double-checked and he said, no, this isn't wisdom teeth. This is bone.
Seriously, somebody scheduled you an appointment to have them removed and they didn't even have them?
No, I did not have wisdom teeth. I got scheduled to have essentially a piece of my skull removed that you can't remove. And they found that out at the very last minute. The guy double-checked the guy's notes.
That's weird. So tell me, what are the highlights of the city? Like, what's your favorite place to take people?
Faneuil Hall, Quincy Market.
Okay, Quincy Market, they have all these, farm stands and stuff?
No, it's food vendors, food stalls, if you will. There's 80 food vendors.
Prepared food?
Well, they do prepare it.
Meaning, so it's not just like meat and cheese and...
They have lots of meat and cheese, pasta, whatever you want, seafood. Okay. See, lots of food. When I see food, I eat it.
That's like summer teeth. You know what that is, right?
No, what are those?
Some are here, some are there.
I will arrive on that day.
Okay, so you're on the seafood diet. You see food and you eat it.
Yes, until I have summer teeth.
All right. Well, hey, tell me your name again.
My name is Joe.
Joe, thanks so much, Joe, for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Kvitko.
And have a great day, and I'll show you how you can hear this on podcast.
You as well. Take care.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Jameson.
Hey, Jameson. I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I have this radio show on Sunday mornings. And I'm in Boston, and this is going to be called... I have to do a thing called Teeth Across America and go to different parts of the country and interview folks.
Yeah, so I got a couple minutes.
Okay, perfect. So were you born and raised in Boston?
No, I'm from Western Massachusetts.
What's the town?
Great Barrington.
How far away is that?
It's about 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Okay, but you live in Boston now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Now, what I've been doing is I've been asking people what's the first word that comes to their mind when I say the word dentist?
Teeth.
Teeth. What about when I say the word root canal?
Teeth.
Good. So you don't have any special feelings either way?
No, I haven't had one. I've heard they're painful, but I haven't experienced it myself, so...
Okay, good. That's good to know. So you work for Old Trolley...
Old Town Trolley Tours.
All right. Do they have dental insurance for you guys?
I don't have dental insurance.
At all?
Yeah, I might have a... I didn't sign up for the insurance with them.
You made it available? But
I think it might have been, but I didn't sign up with them. It was... I had better options.
Okay. Now, you know you can be covered under your parents till you're age 26. Did you know that?
I do know that. If... But it doesn't make sense for me, so...
doesn't make sense to be covered under mom and dad?
It really doesn't. They'd have to go under to a family plan insurance, which would more than double their insurance costs, which for a healthy, you know, for a very healthy young person does not make any sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. I didn't think it would double their costs. I had no idea. What do you think about Obamacare then?
I don't like it. So I've been in Massachusetts most of my life, and we had Romney Care, which is the forerunner to Obamacare. I didn't like that either. I want universal health care. Obamacare, I think, sets us back from getting that. I think it costs a lot of money. I don't like being compelled to buy something specifically. There are a lot of good ideas about it, but really universal healthcare is the way to go. It would be much cheaper for everyone, including the government, including taxpayers, and it would just be a better outcome.
So rather than forcing people to pay for it, just have the government provide it and maybe raise our taxes a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I've interviewed people in Scotland and England and Wales and all other parts, and that seems to be a common theme that I hear.
Yeah, and in Canada, they made a specific decision that they were going to, one, raise their taxes, and two, have, you know, maybe longer waits for non-essential care in order that everyone gets covered at a, you know, fairly, you know, inexpensive rate, which I think is great.
Right.
I can wait for non-essential care.
Right, because it seems like right now the insurance companies are the ones that are winning if Obamacare goes through, right? Because they're the ones collecting all those big premiums.
Yeah, there's the insurance exchanges that are being set up, which helps because then, you know, competition, I don't have, you know, the two big insurance companies are the only ones I can choose from. No, they're competing against each other a bit more now, but really, it's a win for them more than anybody.
Right. Now you're married?
I'm not.
Okay, I just wondered if you had a wife and kids or anything.
No.
Okay. Have you had braces?
I have, yes.
You did? How did that go?
It went fine. They got my teeth a lot better, which they were terrible. Now they're better. And it, yeah.
Did it take 2 years?
I forget.
Really? It wasn't that bad then?
Yeah.
It wasn't traumatic?
No. It was a relief. I waited a long time to get them, and I finally got them, and it was a relief.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. No, I had really bad teeth. I wanted braces. Took a long time, but I finally got them.
So your mom and dad... You had to beg your mom and dad to get it?
Well, no, it's just that they're expensive.
Okay, so until they could afford it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you so much. I'm glad we could talk. And the way you listen to these podcasts is go to dentallyspeaking.com or itunes.com. And on iTunes, you search under Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care now.
You too.
Hey, you from Boston? You grew up here? I'm Dr. Kvitko. I have a radio show on Sundays. I see you got your guitar.
Radio
thought maybe we could
show.
Talk. What's your name?
I'm Jamie Alvarado.
Alvarado?
Yeah, I'm getting a call right now.
Okay, well, I can hang on. Go ahead. Take your call. Well, it's just I want to ask you a few questions, and then I thought maybe you could play a little tune.
Okay.
So now, you're a performer, right?
I play a lot of music.
Okay. And that means it's important to you that you have a nice smile, I assume?
I guess. I don't know. Do I?
Pretty good. Does your girlfriend have a nice smile?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
Pretty single.
Pretty single?
Hey, what's up, Boston?
No,
what's going on, Boston?
That's not me, though. That's my boy.
Yo, what's good, Boston? Beautiful day today.
Are you from Boston?
Yeah, we're from Boston.
Yes, sir. Beautiful day today. Beautiful, beautiful Boston. What's good?
If you can see the hat, it says Boston.
All right, I see it. All right. So, so my question is, you're about, what, 22?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Good guess? Okay.
Good guess.
So do you have dental insurance or do you go to the dentist?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Why? You need assistance? I don't know.
Dental assistance? I'm pretty white.
No. I was just curious. I just ask people questions about this kind of stuff. So when was your last appointment? Wait a minute. Here, hang on a second. I got to talk. What's your name?
My name is Shaquille.
Shaquille, are you a musician too?
Shaquille, that's my boy.
No, I'm not a musician.
But he plays the guitar?
Oh, yeah, no, I play the bass, but you know, I don't really...
I play the words.
Yeah, we can put down a little bit of lyrics for you.
Can you? Awesome. What's your name?
Kendra.
Kendra, okay. Kendra, are you guys a group, all four of you?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, we are a music group.
Can you sing something for me?
Yeah, we can sing.
Okay, all right, get together. What key? What key are we doing this in?
I want my...
No, it has to
baby
be clean.
Back, baby, no, back, baby, back, baby.
Has to be clean, okay? Because it's a...
Yeah. Baby back ribs.
You have to cut on any swear words. Okay, do you have a song that you do?
I'll play a song.
Okay, here we go. Let's listen. We have your permission to play this on the radio without paying royalties, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right,
we are the Menstrual Cycle. This is a new song that we're recording.
Well, I'll have to edit that out. I think I'll edit that out. Okay, so we're tuning up. Now, wait a minute. While he's tuning, tell me, did you say you need some dental care?
I do actually need dental care.
Tell me your name again.
Shaquille.
Shaquille, okay. What do you need?
I have some cavities, and I have a problem with wisdom teeth.
Really? How do you know you have the cavities?
Because I can feel them, and every time I eat, like, sugary objects, I can feel, like, the pain. Because I usually have, like, what's it called? Like, with cold things.
Yeah, sensitivity?
The sensitivity to, like, that. But now when I eat a lot of sugary things, I feel it, and I feel, like, crevices in my teeth that I didn't really feel before, so.
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead and open for a minute. I just want to see. Open real wide. I want to see the top. Okay, good news is it's probably, I see one wisdom tooth is kind of crooked, so you're probably going to have to have that out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, the other is when people tell me that, more often than not, I find, like, big holes in their teeth, and they need more than fillings. They need root canals. But I don't know, and you might be okay. You might just need fillings. You have to see. But you got to get in.
You got to give me a card.
I'm in Ohio, but I'll give you a card.
Oh, okay. I'll come to Ohio if you're the best. Wait, why are you in Boston?
No, you can come to Columbus because we're the best.
Oh, you guys are the best? Yeah, I'll definitely take a card, and I'll definitely come to Ohio to get my cavities filled.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Kvitko.
There you go. Dr. Kvitko, you have it.
Okay, are we all tuned up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay. You going to sing and play or just sing?
Or just play?
I don't know. It'll probably sound awful if I sing.
You don't sing?
Well, I do.
Can you guys know
she's
this
our singer, but she's sick right now.
You can't sing? Okay.
I'll sing for you.
Okay, here we go.
Just put my strap on.
Okay. He's got to put his strap on.
Ready?
Guitar strap.
He's got to put his strap on.
Full of cavities. Your soul's a ball of jewels. And every day you remind me, desperately in need. See, I got a lot of fiends around, and they're peeking through another view. They see you. They see everything you do.
They're playing that tune. I'm gonna sing it. Can I get the microphone?
See everything on the inside out. You are seeing everything. You are seeing what I'll be. You want to come and get with me, but I say no. I have a problem with my teeth. Do you know who I want to see? I need to see a dentist. Oh, I need to see a dentist, yeah. And you know that I want to see. And you know I want to be perfect. Ooh, I want to be perfect. But I need to see a dentist, yeah. But I need to see a dentist. Dr. Kvitko, you have to go.
Cool. Very good, guys. Very good.
We're awesome.
Wow, that's great.
We're the best band alive. Look us up.
best band alive.
Tell me the name of the band again.
Menstrual Cycle.
Seriously? Yeah, no, you didn't just make that up for me?
No, that's really the name of the band.
Okay, I guess I won't edit it out after all.
If you don't have to edit it, don't, you know, we want people to know.
Okay, I thought he was kidding. No, very good. Okay, well, make sure you tune in, because I will definitely play that, okay?
All right. Anyway, I thought that was pretty good that they came up with that in the last minute, but I don't know about the singing. Anyway, hey, before we go to the next part of the show, back at the beginning when I was in the duck, that woman who calls herself Jersey Shoreline, she was really funny. And she came up with this word, she has this nickname for teenagers, she calls them meanagers. You have any meanagers at home? I just thought that, I've never heard that before, I thought that was cute. Now we're about to do Dr. Kovitko's question of the day, and just so you know, if you haven't been paying attention, so far the interviews that I've brought you were from Times Square, New York City, and Boston. All right. Before we do Dr. Kovitko's question of the day, though, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kovitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kovitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kovitko's question of the day.
And remember, the winner of today's question will receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. All right, that's free flowers from Weisdember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, so far during the show, I've interviewed people in what cities? Is it A, New York and Boston, B, Cleveland and Cincinnati, or C, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia? All right, the phone number, 459-9769, 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kovitko, let's go!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
Badoobidoop gets spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kovitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkovitko at aol.com.
And we're we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Today, the question is, in what cities have the people I've interviewed so far been? Is it A, New York and Boston, B, Cleveland and Cincinnati, or C, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia? Remember, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist. They'll be delivered this Tuesday afternoon to where you work. And we have four callers on the line. We have Tim, Kathy, Mary, and Barbara. And what we're going to do is we're going to roll my dice, and we'll figure out whether it's going to be 1, 2, 3, or 4. Here we go. Looks like it's 1. All right, so that would be line 1. That would be Tim. Tim, how are you today?
Oh, I'm just doing fine.
Good, good. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I like your motorcycle group. They were great. It's A. It would be Times Square in Boston.
That's right. What did you say initially?
I love the menstrual cycle group. They were funny.
Yeah, not the best singing, but they were trying.
Singers. I'm a singer, so I think it's great. I love to have guys on radio do that spontaneous stuff. It's cool.
Good, good. Well, hey, thank you for listening, and stay tuned. You know, tune in every week, and we'll get those flowers out to you. I need to stay on the line, all right, so we can get your information.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, so while my producer's doing that, we'll move on. We have, so the next thing we did is we went to Portland, Maine, and we're going to hear those interviews in a minute, but remember earlier in the show I was talking about the pages that I get, and while I'm doing the show here, my pager goes off, and I'm not going to respond to the person over the air, but no, I'm just kidding. What it is after we do an appointment that is either long or maybe something that person might have been nervous about, something major like wisdom teeth, I'll call them the next day. I'll call them the next day, see how they're feeling. So I did a procedure on this woman on Thursday, and I called her on Friday to see how she was feeling, and I didn't hear. And actually, she finally just called this morning, and said that she is doing just fine, and thanks for calling. So that makes me feel better. It makes me know that, okay, you know, because I don't really believe for a minute that no news is good news. I usually think that no news could be bad news. You know, it could be maybe the person is afraid to call. They don't think it's that big of a deal. And actually, that's why I call them. That's why I call my patients, is because a lot of people don't want to bother the doctor. You know, it's like, well, it's not that big of a deal. I'll just wait. And when I call them to see how they're feeling, they'll say, oh, I'm doing okay, but I do have a question, which is kind of the point. I want them to, you know, get their questions answered, and sometimes we can head off something that might have been more, become more of an issue if we didn't know about it for a week. Sometimes it might mean that I'll have them come in a little early, let me take a look, maybe take a stitch out earlier than I would have. Whatever the case may be, chances are talking to them the day after is going to make things better. All right. So, let's see here. Now, I'm looking at the clock here, and we have some breaks that we need to get in. And so we're probably going to go to another break here in just a minute, so that we can you can make sure that we get everything in. So I'll tell you what, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I think we're going to go to a break early, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created you at your best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer James and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kavitko Metinus & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers.
Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
And welcome back. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and this is Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. You can access podcasts of every show I've ever done, and today's episode is number 302, by going to dentallyspeaking.com or itunes.com. All right, now, this next interview, we went to Portland, Maine, and this one starts off with what I consider just this guy's really talented. The first song you're going to hear, Night and Day, And his name, you know what, we'll talk more about him after not only his song, but the Portland, Maine interviews, okay? So let's go ahead and tune into that.
All right, so I made my way to Portland, Maine, which is near Kennebunkport, and I met this gentleman, is this your wife that's, okay, so it's a husband and wife duo, both play guitar, lead guitar, bass guitar, and sing. What's your name?
My name's Don Campbell, and my wife, Tanya Chevanel, and we're here when these nice cruise ships come into Portland. We like to greet everybody that comes off the ship and just play a few happy, uplifting songs to make them feel welcome, and all these folks are in for a treat to be here in Portland, Maine today because it's so nice and sunny, and they're going to walk down the street and have all kinds of great seafood and everything else, so we'd like to make them feel welcome.
I can't wait. Now, tell me, I actually have asked some of my patients in the chair, I'm a dentist, mm-hmm. and I asked them, can they name us another city in Maine besides Portland or Kennebunkport? And I can't. Can you?
Yes. Freeport, Maine, which is home to L.L. Bean.
Okay.
Yeah. Kennebunkport's about a half hour south of Portland, and about 20 minutes north of Portland is Freeport, Maine, and that's where you'll find L.L. Bean, which is a really cool store. So a lot of these folks getting off the ship today are probably, you know, taking a little bus ride or a cab ride to Freeport, and they'll probably spend the day walking around L.L. Bean, which is really cool. And so there are a lot of great things to see in Portland. We have about 1,000 islands off the coast of Maine, so it's a great place to take a boat ride.
Really?
Yeah. So you can see, as a matter of fact, right off of Greater Portland and Casco Bay, there are 365 islands and known as the Calendar Islands.
Calendar, okay. There's one for each month?
Right. One for each day.
Oh, one for each day. Yeah, I couldn't count.
Yeah, that's okay. So it's a great place to be a boater or to be on a cruise ship because as you travel up the coast, you'll see a lot of that, a lot of the islands, and it's a really great place to have a camera. So.
Cool. Now, you were born and raised in Portland?
Yeah, I grew up in southern Maine, and Portland's in southern Maine. Born here in Portland and live, part of the year in Nashville, Tennessee, where I play music in the wintertime, and in the summertime I spend it in Maine.
Oh, okay. And then you're going to sing an original song?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called Love You Just a Little, and you can, if you'd like to go to my website, it's doncampbellmusic.com, and thank you for WSNY for having us on today.
Okay, let's listen. Same here.
Such a hold of me. I never knew I could be somebody might love. Whenever I ride the bus, I save an empty seat, 'cause I hope you sit next to me, 'cause you're all that I've been thinking of. Yeah. Whenever I'm next to you, I feel alive. Makes me think that I discovered something new. I think I love you just a little. Whenever I'm next to you, I feel a buzz. And life's not what it was. Makes me want to say that I love you just a little. I sometimes feel some things I can't put into words. When the lack of expression hurts, feeling grounded like a flightless bird. But I got a feeling that you might feel it too. So there's only one thing to do. Gonna love you just a little, yeah. Whenever I'm next to you, I feel
nothing new. I think I love you just a little. Whenever I'm next to you, I feel a buzz. When life's not what it was, it makes me want to say that I love you just a little. Every time I go to sleep, I dream of you. And I've been hoping that you're dreaming of me too. I can see a day when I'll be holding you. And I whisper something I know to be true, that I love you just a little. I would never have to be alone. And the evidence now has shown that I'm somewhere in the middle. And I can see spending time with a love like you. So this is what I'm gonna do. Gonna love you just a little, yeah. Whenever I'm next to you, I feel like it makes me think that I discovered something new. Think I love you just a little. Whenever I'm next to you, I feel a buzz. And life's not what it was. It makes me want to say that I love you just a little. Just a little.
Wow, that
good morning,
was
welcome to Portland.
That was really good. That was really good. You guys should be on the radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And enjoying what we're doing right here this morning, and you know, meeting a lot of nice people like yourself. And where do you head from here?
We go to Halifax.
Halifax, great. I've heard it's a beautiful city. Met some people here that have been there, and they said it's a fantastic place to visit, and the people are really friendly there.
Tell me again your name and your website.
Sure, my name is Don Campbell, and my website is doncampbellmusic.com. And
is the name of the group Don Campbell, or
Don Campbell Band?
Yeah. The Don Campbell Band.
Yeah. We hired a consultant, spent a lot of money, and came up with that title. Actually, we just came back from the Midwest. We were out in Peoria, Illinois, and we headlined the annual Dan Fogelberg Memorial Weekend.
Wow.
Dan Fogelberg unfortunately passed away in 2007 at the young age of 56 from prostate cancer, and he actually lived here in Maine in the summertime, but grew up in Peoria, Illinois, and we really loved the people out there in the Midwest, and they made us feel very welcome, and we played Dan Fogelberg songs.
That's neat.
Yeah, and he was really great. And I recently released a double CD of my favorite Dan Fogelberg songs, so 23 songs.
Okay, and people can get it on your website.
Yeah. I'll send one home with you. So.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. I'm going to give you a card. There's the show.
So really nice to meet you.
Same here. So what I'll do, if you have a card, I'll let you know when this is going to air.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I just want to, you know, get it on tape. I have your permission to play this on the radio with no royalties, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I have to keep the station protected.
Absolutely.
All right. Time to go. Thank you so much. This is great of you to be here.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. I just love that song. I just really do. His name is Don Campbell. It's www.doncampbellmusic.com. And if you like the song like I did, go there. Maybe, I don't know if it's for purchase or what, but I hope that he makes it. I really do. He looks a little bit like... the Campbell, Glenn Campbell. He looks a little bit like Glenn Campbell, like he could have been his son or something. All right, we have to go to another break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth?
Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2 minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-doobie-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Sometimes you make me smile. Sometimes you make me smile. I can feel you.
Okay, we're out of time. Next week, we're going to have more interviews from this Portland, Maine trip. We'll also have Teeth Across Canada episode with interviews from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and St. John's, New Brunswick. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. See you next Sunday.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.